Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechus Sotah, Perek Hey, Mishnah Dal and Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel. She should be zeicher to find Reziva Gahagon B'Karav Mamish. And the Mishnah tells us by B'Yam Darsh Rabbi Kiva. On that day, the Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became Nasi. Rabbi Kiva darshan the following. It says in the pasuk, Oz Yashir Moshe b'nei Yisrael Sashira Azos LaHashem. Then Moshe and the b'nei Yisrael sang this Shira to Hashem Vayaymeru Lamar, and they said, saying. Now it's important to note that anytime the Torah says the word Lamar, it's telling us that a person was told something and he has the chiyuv to tell it over to others. For example, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lamar. Hashem spoke to Moshe Lamar, saying, which means that whatever Moshe Rabbeinu was being told by Hashem, he had the chiyuv to say it over to the Bnei Yisrael. However, over here is different. And that's what Rabbi Kiva tells us. Shein Tama Lamar Lamar, there's no reason for it to say Lamar over here, because no one was saying something to somebody else, and that somebody else has to say it over to somebody else. And therefore, Ma Tama Lamar Lamar. Why does the Pasuk say Lamar over here? And the answer is, Malam, this teaches us, Shehayu Yisrael Onin Achram Shel Moshe Al Kol Davar V'Davar, Kekarin Asahalel, Lekach Nemar Lamar. The Bnei Yisrael responded to everything that Moshe Rabbeinu said, like when we read Hallel, and that's why it says Lamar. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ashir El Hashem Ki Gai Ga, the Yidden responded, Ashir El Hashem Ki Gai Ga. Sus Reich Leram of Ayam, Sus Reich Leram of Ayam. And that's just like Hallel. We say, An Hashem Ashiyana, An Hashem Ashiyana, An Hashem Atzlichana, An Hashem Atzlichana. And that's what the Lamar is referring to over here. However, Ibn Chemia says that no, Kekarin Es Shema, but like Kekarin Es Hallel, they sing the Shir Es Hayam like we say Shema and not like Hallel. How do we say Shema? Well, the Chazan begins Birchas Kriyashma, and then everyone joins in with him to say it together. And that's how they said Shira Sayam. Now you might ask, how is it they said the Shira together? They didn't have a text to read out of. It's not like pamphlets were printed out and passed out beforehand that everyone could read together. And the answer is that this is part of the Nes. They all had Ruach HaKodesh together, all at the same time. They were mechaven to the same exact words, and that's how they read it together, like Shema, because they all knew it, Beruach HaKodesh. And moving on to Mishnah Hey, Bai Bayam Darsh Rabbi Yishuv ben Hyrcanus. On that day, Rabbi Yishuv ben Hyrcanus darshan the following. And this is a drash about Eiv. Who is Eiv? So we know that one of the Sfarim in Ksuvim is Eiv, and he was a very special man that served Hashem. And when you learn Eiv, you see that he had terrible tsaros and terrible challenges throughout his life. And the discussion over here is whether or not Eiv served Hashem out of Yira, out of fear that maybe he's going to be punished, or out of Ava because he loved Hashem so much. And that's what Rabbi Yishuv ben Hyrcanus darshaned. Loi Avad Eiv as a Kodesh Baruch Hu El Me'ava. Eiv only served Hashem out of true love for him. Shnemar, because Eiv said in a pasuk, Hein Yikteleni Loi Ayachel, that even if Hashem is going to afflict me until I die, that's what Yikteleni is a lashon of, he kills me, still to him I have desire and I'm going to wait for him. That's what the lashon of Loi Ayachel is. However, Vadayin Adavar Shakal, it's still in balance, we're still not so sure. Is the pasuk telling us Loi Ani Mitzape, that I'm going to wait for him? Or is it telling us Eini Mitzape, I'm not going to wait for him, I'm not going to long for him? And why would we have this suffix? Well, that's because even though in our Mishnah it uses the word Loi, Lamed Vav, which means to Hashem, I will wait for him. You read the pasuk itself inside the book, it spells the word as Lamed Aleph, which means no. And so therefore, maybe our drasha is incorrect. And that's why Rabbi Shimon Hyrcanus comes along to say, Tam Loimar, we have another pasuk that says, Ad Egva Loi Aser Tumas Yemeni, until I die, I will not remove my wholesomeness from me. And what do we learn from here? Malamed Shemeava Asa, we see very clearly that Eiv served Hashem out of true love. And Amr Rabbi Shua ben Hananya said, Mi Egal Ofer Meinecha Rabbi Zakai, who's going to reveal the dirt from your eyes, Rabbi Yechaman Zakai, meaning who's going to bring you Tchia Samesem, Shayisa Darish Kali Mecha, Shloi Avad Eiv Esamakam Elamira. Your whole life you darshaned that Eiv served Hashem out of fear. Why? Shenemar, because the pasuk says, Ish Tam V'Yashar, Yirei Elikim V'Sar Meira. So we see very clearly in the description of Eiv that he's called Yirei Elikim, he fears Hashem. Bavala Yeshua Talmud Talmudcha Limit Shema'ava Asa, Yeshua, the Talmud of your Talmud, just clearly taught that he served Hashem out of love and not out of fear for him. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph and Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.